This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. First, before we begin, happy Veterans Day. I can't thank enough all those who have served and all those who have sacrificed. I'm able to do what I do on the radio. I'm able to vote. My family's able to sleep under this blanket of freedom because of all the sacrifices you all made. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And Veterans Day should be all year round as far as I'm concerned, not just one day. And a lot of people look at Veterans Day as, oh, it's time, you know, we get to take off. No, it's not a day to take off. If you are going to take off, find a soldier, find a veteran, do something nice for him, give him a hug, give him a kiss, take him to lunch, all right? You know, get him a present, her a present, all right? But, you know, if we are taking off today, do something nice for a veteran. Okay, so a lot of you guys think I took off on Friday. I didn't. I had a blowout. I was calling it a flat tire because it felt like a flat tire. I've had tons of flat tires in my life. In fact, I carry a couple flat tires as we speak. But I don't understand. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And for any of you guys that have ever been to Las Vegas, Nevada, and you've been off the strip, there's always construction. There are orange cones. In fact, our state bird and our state sign and our state logo is the orange cone. And when the Raiders come, I am so afraid that the black and silver is going to change to an orange cone. I mean, that's just all what we're about here. And so people are texting like, amen, sister. It's kind of it's a joke around here. There's always construction. And so I get flat tires all the time. And so I am kind of very used to the whole damsel in distress on the side of the road sort of thing. We have this freeway called the Summerlin Parkway. And I know people think that's kind of where the bougie area was. But when Summerlin Parkway was first being built, it was in the middle of the desert. And I had to drive out to a place where my folks were renting a place. And I get a blowout, and I'm basically in the middle of the desert. They really didn't have cell phones back then. And, you know, luckily guys would pull over and help and whatever. And for the most part, you know, I assume everybody's pretty innocent and pretty cool and, you know, wanting to help you. But unfortunately, you know, you're vulnerable when that happens. And so what I've started to do now that I have a cell phone is I've started to use it as a weapon. Sometimes the only thing I have on me is my cell phone, right? If I'm not carrying, you know, my gun or my stun gun or whatever, you know, sometimes the only weapon I have is my cell phone. And a lot of people don't realize that your cell phone, whether you're a guy or a girl, can really protect you in an attack. And 1 in 6 women, by the way, I think that's the latest statistic, 1 in 6 women have been either raped or attempted to be raped. And that's an underestimation because a lot of people don't talk about that. And then in terms of guys don't admit when they were attacked or almost raped, and male attacks are on the rise, especially in the college arena. So, you know, we might get jumped, we might get mugged, and so your cell phone can be one of the best weapons. So when I got that blowout, and I didn't want to be on the freeway again. I've been on the freeway, you know, and in the olden days, people would be like, woohoo, you know, you're sexy. I don't get that anymore. I get, old woman, get out of the way. And so, you know, I can't really just stand on the road. You know, I used to be offered money when I would stand on the road. Now everybody's like, no. I'm like, I'm not even offering. Okay, I'm just standing here with my car. So I decided to get the hell off the road, and I was hungry, and there was a Jack in the Box, so I decided to, you know, go off the road. And I know you're not supposed to drive a car with a flat tire or a blowout, because, I mean, I didn't know how bad it was. You know, you start hearing the boom, 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 and you're like, huh, there's something wrong with the road. There's, you know, and I'm like, okay, there's always something wrong with our roads. I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting. My one particular lane is really bumpy. Let me go to the next lane. And that's when it was like, nah. I'm like, ah. So I pull out the road. That was cool. That was cool. And people, like, backed off. You know, they're like, all right, you know, this is Dahlia again. Yeah, she's got another flat. Same tire, too. Don't ask. And so I drove to a place that I thought would be roughly safe. Even though, basically, probably one of the safer places to be would be near the freeway in terms of not getting attacked, because it's really hard to, you know, grab somebody in front of all those witnesses. But then on the other end, on a freeway, it's pretty, pretty fast. So they might be like, okay, well, that's some guy helping her, and it ends up not. So I decided to pull over, and I mean, the area that I had the blowout in is not really known to be a very high violent area. So, you know, I felt okay. But what I did is I immediately turned on my phone, and I started to Facebook Live. And I actually did a couple Facebook Lives. I didn't make you guys watch all of them. And for some of you, we're like, okay, well, why is she filming this? We don't really care about her having a blowout. And we don't care about her, you know, wanting Jack in the Box and, you know, whatever. It's because there were people around, and I figured if I had, you know, some sort of a live stream or cameras, not a lot of people are going to do something on a camera. So sometimes when you are in a situation where your only weapon is your phone, you just, you know, have the camera going. Even if it's, or FaceTime somebody, you know, I mean, you know, saying you're video recording, that's not, it's going to help, because somebody will grab your phone and then they'll just smash a video. But if you act like you're broadcasting, all right, then it's being broadcasted. Now, luckily, whoever was around was really, really nice and all that. But again, I didn't know how long my husband was going to come, you know, and I didn't know, you know, what kind of mood he was going to be in. Was he going to yell at me for getting another flat tire? This is like my third in a year. You know, I didn't know what mood he was going to be. And, you know, he might be like, you know, heck with this, I'm going to get coffee, because this is going to be a long morning. And so I just didn't know how long. Now, he ended up getting their, you know, lickety split. And not that, you know, we women need to have our men come and save us, but it does help, because Corey's kind of brawny, you know, and he could be there, and, you know, but anyway, but when it comes, sorry, I can't tell if we, are we on commercial yet? Okay, so anyway, so to make a long story short, when I used to walk home late at night, I used to have a racquetball racket, so I'd always have a racket, I'd always have my keys, you know, in between my fingers, you know, there are certain things you could do. If you are ever getting attacked, don't scream rape or, oh, I'm getting attacked, scream fire. Everybody wants to come and see a fire, so you could scream fire. But then if not, also just have your phone and act like you're broadcasting, because less likely someone's going to come up and try to jump you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it's getting cold. It is going to be cold. And this Veterans Day, we might be even seeing freeze in Florida. Mississippi, I guess, is braced up for temperatures that are supposed to be hitting like 22 degrees. It's crazy stuff. So apparently this very wintry weather pattern is bringing single-digit temperatures and more than a foot of snow to parts of the upper Midwest, according to USA Today, as well as a deep freeze in the Northeast and in the South. They say this threatens to break hundreds of records, bringing a deep freeze as far south as Florida. again, this is nothing to do with global warming or anything like that as far as I'm going to, in terms of the segment. If you guys feel this has to do with global warming, that's fine. You know, I don't understand weather patterns, but all I know is this is going to be cold and we're going to see some record cold temperatures. They say the coldest surge of Arctic air so far this season will bring widespread record low temperatures as much of central to central and eastern U.S. down to the Gulf Coast, according to Kwan Ying Kong, meteorologist from the National Weather Service. Parts of Michigan have already been overwhelmed with more than a foot of snow. Some areas could see more than 2 feet. Oklahoma, freezing temperatures, freezing rain already seen. They say Americans headed out for Veterans Day events are going to need to bundle up. Tulsa, Oklahoma is going to be pretty, pretty cold also. And winds from 35 to 50. I don't know about tornado warnings, so we'll keep you posted on that. Record lows expected across the South and Midwest. Parts of Texas may drop to 16 degrees. Cities in Texas and Louisiana were predicted to reach highs in the mid-40s. And then Tuesday, they think the cold is going to sweep the plains, Ohio Valley, Tulsa, Oklahoma, especially going to be kind of hitting it. And the high Tuesday in Dallas is forecast for 44 degrees. Dallas is going to have a rough next couple of days. Okay, we kind of got our butts kicked by the Minnesota Vikings. By the way, Daniel, what's the temperature where you're at in St. Paul? Oh, see, he's probably bundling up. What I hear, Minneapolis is pretty cold right now. All right, so Minneapolis is cold. Dallas got their butts kicked. I don't know what the heck was going on. I really couldn't, you know, concentrate on the game so much because there was so much else going on, but it was rough in terms of football. So I don't think Dallas is going to be very, very happy. But, you know, the reason why we bring this up is one thing that's very different, whether you guys want to blame climate change or not, is there's these big pendulum swings when it comes to weather. So I was just talking to a patient in Mississippi who said that where she's at, it's about 75 degrees. And then tomorrow it's supposed to drop down to 20. And people always ask from a medical standpoint, how bad is that? You know, when you catch a chill, are you going to get sick? Now, when I was in medical school, there was absolutely no scientific evidence that if you left your window open at night, or if you, you know, just kind of caught a chill or whatever, that you would, end up being sick the next day. It just doesn't work that way. Viruses need a couple days to reproduce and to, you know, replicate and, get to the point where then they could spread and then cause a whole body effect of fever and malaise and myalgias and things like that. But personally, and this isn't Dr. Dahlia talking, this is just Dahlia, every time I had a chill, I would get sick a day or two later. Now, when I wouldn't wear a jacket, when I wouldn't bundle up when my mommy told me, I would get sick a day or two later. Now, I just thought it's because my mom was a witch and she just had all these powers. And even if she didn't, you know, if it wasn't nature causing it, she would, you know, cast a spell on me. But for me, whenever I kind of get that little chill or I don't protect myself out in the cold like I should, I end up feeling sick a few days later. And you can't say it's all psychological because you would forget a couple days later. You know what I mean? You know, I get sick and then I'm like, oh, wait a second, a couple days before, you know, so it's not like I'm thinking it. I'm like, I'm going to get sick. So what I think happens, and maybe science does need to look into this, is I think that when you do get exposed to a rapid change in temperature, if you're in a house that's about 75 degrees, and then you go out and you hit 40 degrees, or I don't know, maybe a 20, 30, 40 degree drop, that might cause your body to be a little, you know, vulnerable and a little unstable, briefly. If there's a virus that's in your system, and this time of year, you're always exposed to viruses. If that virus notices that the immune system is down, even just for a split second, you know how when you see in these movies, somebody will shut off the power so that somebody could, you know, perform a crime or, you know, and if the power is shut off just long enough for a second, that's all they need, That's when I'm wondering what might be going on scientifically when it comes to a virus or bacteria or et cetera. Where if the system is in a little bit of reboot, because, well, the temperature's down, we need to assess the situation, we need to whatever, then that allows the virus or the bacteria to start to grow. Usually viruses are the ones we'll see after a chill. So personally, as a doctor, when I hear someone's worried about a temperature change and that they're going to get sick, I believe them. I might not have all the scientific proof, but I think the logic is there. So then what does that mean? Well, you know, we are in cough and cold season, and so you are bombarded and surrounded by bugs. It's just going to happen. But you just don't want to let your body be at a vulnerable state or that virus or bacteria can take over. So what do you do? Well, you want to make sure that your immune system is as prime as it can be. Have you been eating your vegetables? I mean, I've been drinking my Green Machine Naked Juice. I know it has, you know, kind of a lot of sugar, so I have the small one, but at least I'm kind of getting some, you know, vegetables or vitamins in. They say no sugar added, but it sure tastes sweet to me. You know, got a banana here, just had a whole bunch of vegetables last night for dinner. And so what I'm doing is I'm just loading up on vitamins. I'm also trying to get good sleep. I'm trying to get 9 hours of sleep. And then, you know, I just try to avoid, you know, cold changes. I live in Vegas. Right? We've had a warmer fall probably now for the last few years, which is why people in Nevada think global warming is a real thing, because, you know, Halloween used to be cold and it's not anymore. This year it was kind of cold. This year it was chilly. We start to have some chilly weather, so I don't know if we're going to have more of a wintery winter, but that change, that abrupt weather change, I do think can unfortunately put you at risk. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I saw the movie Midway this weekend, and it was actually better than I expected. I like, you know, the Saving Private Ryan, the Pearl Harbor movies. I love movies about war because I like to learn, and they go through the history. And so apparently this one had to do with the Battle of Midway that kind of started on June 4th, 1942, and it was about 6 months after the Pearl Harbor attack. And the Battle of the Midway, or Battle of Midway, is where Japanese forces wanted to destroy our American ships and our, you know, fleet. Oh my gosh, please don't tell me I forgot the word for it. You know, those big ships that carry the planes, the liners, the, yeah, okay, whatever. So, and, you know, everybody was worried that it was going to kind of be like Pearl Harbor, where there was going to be a lot of lovey-dovey love story. And actually, Midway did a good job. There wasn't a lot of lovey-dovey. You know, you had, you know, the wives, and you had, I think, a couple girlfriends, and that's about it. But other than that, it really had to do with the battle. It had to do with strategy. Maybe not the best acting, you know, by some of the actors on there. The main lead did a good job, but Woody Harrelson, I thought, did a good job. So, good movie. I would definitely, you know, see that. But what's interesting is, in real world, a World War II submarine that sank with 80 sailors on board that has been missing now for, what, 75 years, has been found. The USS Greyback was discovered more than 1,400 feet underwater, about 50 miles south of Okinawa, Japan. And this was found in June by Tim Taylor and his Lost 52 project team. The sub apparently was sunk by Nakajima B-5N carrier bomber February 26, 1944, during its 10th war patrol. This was according to a video announcement. Taylor found the Lost 52 project after his World War II submarine discovery of the USS R-12. The team has found at least four other submarines and is determined to discover, survey, and create 3D documentation of the final underwater resting places of more than the 40 remaining subs. I'm looking right now at the USS Greyback in 41. A magnificent, magnificent vessel. So the Navy did compile a history of the 52 submarines that had lost during World War II with approximate locations of where they sank. So very, very cool that they found it. Apparently it left for its final mission from Pearl Harbor on January 28, 1944. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks the 100th annual Veterans Day Parade in New York City. It's the largest ceremony in the nation honoring veterans. President Trump addresses a crowd.
To each veteran of the war, the glory of your deeds will only grow greater with time. This city is graced by your presence. This nation is forever in your debt, and we thank you all.
A SpaceX Falcon rocket carries dozens of mini satellites into orbit on Monday.
Ignition, liftoff. With gratitude to our veterans today and always, go USA!
The rocket blasting off from Cape Canaveral in Florida is carrying 60 mini satellites that will be part of an orbiting network meant to provide global internet coverage starting in 2020 in the northern United States and Canada. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, well, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this is not a very easy topic to talk about. There was a gentleman, Armando Gutierrez, who worked at a Kansas restaurant called the Big Biscuit. And he came down with HIV, not AIDS, but HIV, the virus that can cause AIDS. And apparently he went to his manager because he needed the manager to sign a form so he could get assistance from a Kansas State program for people with HIV. He claims that he was fired from his position as a food server after that. His schedule was changed, and it prevented him from coming into work due to family commitments. When he protested the change, he ended up getting fired. His lawsuit alleges that because he got fired, it violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. Ouch, ouch, ouch. So this lawsuit's going to be huge, because if they do prove that the schedule change was malicious, that employer is in trouble. If the change happened and it just didn't work for him and there was an issue, then maybe the employer is okay. Let's talk about this here. All right, so the document says Gutierrez was working as a server at the Big Biscuit restaurant in Overland Park, Kansas. He approached a manager to sign a form. And this is something I have to bring up, which bothers the hell out of me. Patients have no privacy anymore. All these forms have to be signed by employers. FMLA has to go to the employer. And it has your diagnosis on it. Patients have absolutely no privacy. And the employers don't want to know your medical condition. Many of them. You know how many FMLA forms I had to fill out? And, you know, I'm like, where is this going to? Well, it's going to HR. So HR can see if they have HIV or if they're pregnant or if they, you know, had an abortion or if they, you know, had diarrhea or hemorrhoids. I mean, HR has in paper, in writing, your medical diagnosis. And that's a government form. That's a government program supposed to allow you protections. And again, I don't understand how here we have a state government assistance program that needs work to sign something. Why doesn't it just say a medical assistance? Why did it have to say HIV on there? You know, I mean, the reason why I kind of blame government for this is employees and employers are not going to get it right when you have government kind of, you know, monkey wrenching this whole thing. Having these, you know, employers, you know, in a position where they have to know your medical condition screws the patient. And then it allows for something like this to happen if this really happened where he got fired because he had HIV. Gutierrez said that the form was essential because he needed proof that he didn't have employer-provided health insurance to be eligible for a state program that helps people with HIV. Now, you see, again, the form didn't have to say HIV. The form could have very easily said it's for state assistance. And then nobody has to know your personal medical issues. So the next day, Gutierrez was informed that he was being transferred and would begin working on Sundays, which he had been getting off because of family commitments. According to the lawsuit, when Gutierrez protested a schedule change, he was fired. So the suit alleges that Gutierrez's firing violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. And as you know, the ADA is supposed to prohibit discrimination by employers, places of public accommodation, state and local government entities. All right. So, when we look at this, it's frustrating because you're like, well, you know, did he really get fired because he had HIV? Or did he get fired because there was a schedule change and, you know, there was issues with the employer? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got George calling. Hey, George, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. How are you?
I am doing good.
I'll tell you. You not that you look bad before, but you've lost weight, and it looks like you're getting younger instead of older.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm just calling it like I see it.
Thank you, George.
The reason I called... You're welcome. Dr. Dahlia, I was just going to make a suggestion to you. Many times in the car, I think we've all suffered from a tire going low, or we just didn't pay attention to it, and the air is almost empty, and we got a flat. Many times what I've been able to do is they've got something that's maybe about the size of a old-fashioned cigar box, plugs into your cigarette lighter. It's an air compressor. And what you can do is just take off the cap on the side. inside the tire where you put the air in. And instead of, like when you were a kid, you had to pump up the bicycle tire with the pump. This way, the little motor and the air compressor does the work, and it can bring the tire up, in most cases, back up high enough to get to your destination, and then it buys you some time so you're not stuck in the middle of nowhere. But they're very inexpensive. They're usually under $25, but they're a nice item to have in the car, and believe me, it's been a lifesaver many a time for me over the years.
George, no, thank you. Good point. I mean, in my case, it ended up turning out to be that it wasn't an air pressure thing. Our tires had just been done for a recent trip. It was a nail, and I guess that nail got embedded, and for some reason, my tire was just shred. But you're right. A lot of us drive around with low air, and low air puts you at risk. I think that's a great idea. That's fantastic.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for your fine program, and I just wanted to share that with you and your audience. And I still say, even with a small nail or even a piece of glass, whatever it is that got up in there, you still might be able to keep enough air in the tire to at least make it to a service station.
All right, George, that's great advice.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good Veterans Day. Thank you. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, so I had a blowout, and, you know, he's right. A lot of us don't, you know, we don't really think about our cars like our bodies. We check I think we actually treat our cars better than our bodies, but sometimes we really blow off the idea of low air in the tire. That's got to get checked. That's a good idea to have something in the car ready to go. So wrapping up what happened here with this gentleman in this worker in Kansas, you know, what is the liability of an employer if employees get infected with HIV? Now, according to SHRM, Better Workplaces, Better World, okay, I believe this is an HR firm, they reiterate that employers are legally liable for both employees and non-employees infected in the workplace. Chronic disease carriers, like people with tuberculosis, are supposed to be protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act, just like those with HIV. So then, what do you do if you're an employer? And how do you mitigate risk if you think somebody in your workplace can get sick? Now, with HIV, it's very rare for somebody to get infected with HIV if they don't touch your blood, they don't get injected with your blood. So I'm not worried about that. But what about tuberculosis? If you have somebody who needed assistance with tuberculosis, government assistance, you know about it, and you have another employee that gets tuberculosis, you then are liable. And so the Americans with Disabilities Act is something that a lot of us are fans of. You know, same thing with, you know, people needing, you know, marijuana for medical conditions. The ADA is supposed to protect them. But what if somebody using marijuana puts them at risk and they might do some safety hazards? So the employer is always liable. And so employers have to decide, and many times they do it with an uneducated, lot of information. They have to decide whether to protect employees or, you know, be liable. And so I think we need better policies in place. I think we need better education of how people do get diseases. But we also need employers to not know your medical issues. If employers don't have to know your medical issues, then they're off the hook. And they can't discriminate. 1-877-DR-DALI.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this storm is definitely wreaking havoc, and we have a, luckily, all right, a plane that landed with nobody getting hurt, but unfortunately, it slid off the runway in Chicago O'Hare. So there's a quick moving storm system that's creating icy conditions, and it caused the plane to slide off the runway We're having, unfortunately, snow, freezing rain, gusty winds that's hitting the eastern two-thirds of the country. And this cold front is bringing record-breaking temperatures, as we discussed. And according to Fox News, senior meteorologist said, we do have the potential for some snow in the forecast tonight and into tomorrow as this Arctic cold front moves in. They said, we are going to see record-setting cold as well as winter weather advisories for over 60 million folks. Well, unfortunately, there was a plane coming into Chicago O'Hare when it slid off the runway. And from what we understand, everybody's okay. But it's not a good, it's definitely not a good situation. So airlines at Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports have canceled hundreds of flights. Yeah, that Midway movie has nothing to do with Chicago. I mean, I know we all thought Chicago was pretty violent. That Midway movie has to do with, you know, Midway in the Pacific, okay? Yeah, people are like, oh, we got to see the movie about Chicago. Nope, not about Chicago. So the plane slid off the runway shortly after landing about 8 a.m. at O'Hare International. Video from a passenger shows the aircraft turn to the left before sliding off the runway. Passengers reacting. So if you watch a video, it's crazy. And an American Airlines spokesperson told Fox News that American Eagle Flight 4125, operated by Envoy Air, slid off the runway after landing from Greensboro, North Carolina. No injuries reported, and all 39 passengers and crew were fine. It was a smaller plane. So, storm system, I guess, is moving east. 6 to 12 inches of snow, and it's going to be a very, very cold Midwest, Northeast, Southwest. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Donald Trump says there's going to be a forthcoming vape policy that may raise the requirement to 21. President Trump said his administration is expected to release a new policy on vaping next week that will explore an age requirement of 21 or so. He said that we have to take care of our kids most importantly. This is on Friday. So we're going to have an age limit of 21 or so, but we will be coming out with something next week, very important on vaping. We have a lot of people to look at, including jobs, frankly, because it's becoming a very big industry, but we're going to take care of it. I love the way Trump speaks. He's not the most eloquent. But he just says, yeah, we'll raise it to 21 or so. We'll make sure people don't lose jobs. We'll figure it out. We'll get it. Well, it's just kind of the way he, I mean, that's what the politicians have been telling us for years. That's how they've been, you know, acting like they're on it. But rather than lying to us and saying, oh, we have a definitive plan, we have, Trump's like, we'll take care of it. There's also, when you mention vaping, you're talking about e-cigs. You're talking about a lot of different things, but we're coming out with a big paper next week, he told reporters. So Trump's announcement comes on the heels of the CDC update that on Thursday, 39 vaping-related deaths across 24 states and additional 2,000 illnesses. Each state, excluding Alaska, has now reported cases of e-cigs or vaping product. People have asked me, why not Alaska? Why is Alaska not having this e-volley like everybody else? And I think, all right, and don't quote me, I think a lot of Alaskans still smoke as opposed to using vaping. And we know alcohol is high. Alcohol use is high in a lot of areas in Alaska, and they might just be still using regular cigarettes. And we, in America, let Alaska do what they want because, I mean, they're living in Alaska. I mean, it's cold. You know, and they're really close to Russia, in case Russia decides to do anything. So, you know, as far as we're concerned, Alaskans could do whatever the hell they want. And so I don't think Alaska, and I'm not saying this to joke, I'm being all serious. I don't think Alaska has a lot of the same discriminatory, taxing, same heat on their tobacco use as other states do. And so there hasn't been much of a need to then go to vaping, you know, and this push. See, we pushed a bunch of people onto vaping because we taxed the hell out of cigarettes. We have all these ads. We went after convenience stores and all that. But if that's not happening in Alaska to the same degree that's happened anywhere else, you aren't forcing people to move to vaping. And then the other thing is maybe Alaska just hasn't reported it yet. They may be like, look, we're in Alaska, okay? It's getting cold. So you'll hear from us next summer. Okay? It's like, you don't know. I love Alaska. It's one of my favorite states. If you haven't been to Alaska, you have to go. I've been there 3-4 times now. It is a fun, it's one of the prettiest states. I'm so glad they're part of our union. So anyway, they say all Uvalde patients have reported a history of using e-cig or vaping products, with most of them having THC. And in addition, vitamin E acetate is back in the news, as health officials say that they have found more evidence that vitamin E acetate is a culprit. In an update provided Friday, CDC said the chemical compound of vitamin E acetate was found in lung fluid from 29 patients tested in a government lab. Now, I guess the previous study, when we looked at vitamin E acetate, all patients had levels of vitamin E acetate in their lung fluid. So this is another study saying that they found it. So the compound has been named suspect by several local health agencies investigating illnesses and deaths in their own state, but for the first time has been named by a federal agency. Now, vitamin E acetate is typically used as a nutritional supplement, and the compound is often in oil form, and it's derived from vitamin E. This is why when I had, you know, earlier said stop suggesting that we could vape our vitamins, No, our lungs are not built to take in vitamins. It's just, that's, you know, and the, you know, the substrate or the vehicle by which the vitamin has to be delivered, vitamin E is usually in an oil form. Your lungs can't handle that. Not that these people were vaping vitamin E vitamins, but vitamin E was in there. Health officials have discovered through their investigation that the compound is also being used in THC-containing vape products. Vitamin E acetate is not supposed to cause harm if you ingest it or apply it to the skin. We don't know what the hell it does when it's exposed to the very delicate lung lining. So according to the CDC, they say this is the first reported identification of a potential toxicant of concern in biological specimens obtained from Uvalde patients, electronic or vaping-associated lung injury patients. They say these findings provide direct evidence of vitamin E acetate at the primary site of injury among Uvalde patients and are consistent with FDA product testing and media reports. So the agency said the findings in its ongoing investigation reinforce its recommendation that we should not use e-cig or vaping products containing THC, especially those obtained from informal sources like friends or family or the illicit market. Why? Because there are product ingredients are unknown and can be highly variable, unquote. Well, they didn't say the why, I did, but yeah, okay. So Trump's supposed to hopefully have that new policy on vaping later this week or next week. They might raise the age to products to 21, which they can do. I think that's a good idea. You know, I mean, we still aren't solving the problem of people, you know, vaping to the degree that they are. But we have 39 vaping-related deaths across 24 states. And mind you, there's probably more. It's just they couldn't, if somebody died of a lung infection who vape, they can't necessarily say it's Uvalde unless there's certain criteria. But all these patients, from what we understand, have had a history of e-cig or vaping products using THC. And using THC. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.